Son, nor of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and as we commonly say, we celebrate the birthday of the Church. For today recalls how, as described in the first reading, when the day of Pentecost arrived, the Holy Spirit, like the mighty rushing wind, filled the entire house. Divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them, and then drove them out into the streets to begin the mission of the Church in the world, thus bringing about the birth of the Church. That is why we call it the birthday of the Church. Now, on birthdays, and on birthday of the Church in particular, it is always a good time to reflect on our life and on our future as individual families and as a church family of Jesus our Savior. Today, as families and as church family, we face problems and difficulties in our finances, in our relationships, in the care of our health, in our disabilities, and other challenges in various forms and sizes. Our tomorrow looks dark, and we are filled with anxiety and fear. So where do we look for courage and hope to take care of today and tomorrow? I wish to propose this answer: the Holy Spirit, whom, according to the Gospel reading, Jesus will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper to be with you forever. That's the Holy Spirit, our answer. However, let us remember that, like in the story of the first Pentecost, Jesus had laid down three requirements to fulfill for the coming of the Holy Spirit. The first requirement is stay together. Remember that before His ascension, Jesus commanded His disciples to stay together in Jerusalem to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Here Jesus laid His requirement on them to stay together, understood as unity of mind and hearts, in order to receive the Holy Spirit. Likewise, for our families and for our church family of Jesus our Savior, we have to stay together, united in love for and support of one another, to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The second requirement is prayer. Again, remember that the disciples were gathered together in prayer in the upper room, awaiting the promised event. Yes, it was prayer that kept them together, that gave them courage and lively hope. Likewise, as the saying goes, the family, our family and our church family, that prays together, stays together. Likewise, it is family prayer, corporate prayer, that keeps us together and allows us to be guided, encouraged, and inspired by the Holy Spirit. The third requirement, of course, is mission. Remember that Pentecost is the gift of the Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ to His disciples and to us. But he meant this gift to reach everyone. Remember that it was this gift of rushing and burning fire that impelled the disciples to leave the closed doors of the upper room to go out to the streets and to proclaim the good news. So too with us, we have to share this gift in order to receive it. For as St. Francis' prayer says, for it is in giving that we receive. Today we are blessed to have Milagro Minis, who will be sharing with us and showing us how this mission looked like. How this mission looked like. She will share with us how the Holy Spirit opened the door of her heart to go out in mission to the Far East. She will also share with us how we can partner with her, pray for her, support her in her mission. So finally, on the Feast of Pentecost, let us ask the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, to renew the outpouring of the Holy Spirit within us. May each of us cry out, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. So on this birthday of the Church, let us ask the Holy Spirit to help us to stay together in spite of all the difficulties in odds. To ask the Holy Spirit to help us to pray together with perseverance and lively faith. To ask the Holy Spirit to help us to do mission by generously sharing the gifts that we have received. This is my prayer and my hope for all of us. Amen.